Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Once again, Miss Angela Day is on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. I'm interviewing her about her son who is in jail. He is mentally ill. He's been there a while, and there is no hospital bed been given to him. He's still in the jail. The medication's not working. They have him chained. Her son in 2015 was murdered by police officers. He was hogtied and muzzled. He was also mentally ill. How are you doing, Ms. LeDay, tonight?
I'm doing okay.
That's good. You holding up? All right. So when we last talked, you told me that your son was still in jail and that he is mentally ill and he needs to be in the hospital. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So why haven't they put him in a hospital, the mental health hospital, the mental ward?
They say it's no beds.
How long has he been in jail?
A year and 2 months.
I'm so sorry, Ms. LeDay. So that's the excuse, that there are no hospital beds. Do you believe there are hospital beds? Have you checked?
I called Rush State Hospital. They say they have a list, but when they have somebody that's really, really needs a bed, they'll put them at top priority. And that's what my son is. He's at the top of the list because he don't even know who I am.
The son doesn't know who he. So what you want people to know, what you want people to know about what's happening in the jail?
I want people to know that there's no help for a person in jail in a one-man cell that's mentally ill. He's in that cell 23 hours out of the day, but since his mind is completely gone, he's in the cell 24 hours a day. He doesn't come out. Other inmates that knows that he's mentally ill, they get his food from him. And then now someone has his calling privileges where he used to call me. I haven't talked to him in over 3 months. At one time, the lieutenant had him to come to the phone. He hollered on the phone and said, they beaten me in here from him and hung it up, and I ain't heard nothing since then.
Miss LeDay, the last time you saw your son, you told me that he was chained.
Last time I seen my son, he was the handcuffs was from the legs all the way up to the arm, and then his wrist was chained, was handcuffed down, and the cuffs was too tight that they made a mark on his arm.
Okay. So what do you want? I'm going to ask you this. Is there anyone else in that jail that needs a hospital bed?
Yes, ma'am. I was told by one of the guards there that one of the inmates been there for 5 years waiting for a bed, and he has gotten worse in the mind also.
That's deliberate. That's deliberate discrimination. Okay. So you've called attorneys. Have you been able to get any attorney to represent you to help your son?
No, I just have Mr. Rice Kimball over here in Port Arthur, Texas. He is the attorney that went to court for my son. But I have no one to help me to try to get him to a mentally hospital because as it is now, he's getting worse. And just a couple of weeks ago, by him getting worse in the mind, one of the guards tased him, but the taser didn't hit him. And one of the inmates called me and told me what had happened.
Okay. So he's been beat. He's been tased. He's basically being treated like an animal.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm sorry to hear that. Mental illness within black people, you know, here in this country, there are a lot of mentally ill black people. Some of them know they're mentally ill. Some of them have a clueless that they're mentally ill. With all the racism and with the killings on the television, you know, a lot of people are mentally ill that are black. In America will make you mentally ill. All right, so your son has been in jail 1 year and how long?
2 months.
2 months, 14 months. What did your husband say?
Well, my husband is terminal ill, so he don't say very much because he's dealing with dialysis and congestive heart failure. He's on oxygen, and we bounced him forward to the VA hospital.
Any attorney return to call?
No, ma'am.
I am so sorry, Miss Lede. Have you called them back?
Yes, ma'am. I left measures on top of measures.
So you're basically begging them?
Yes, ma'am.
To help you?
Yeah.
And they won't do it. I am so sorry. I don't know. You tried all of them.
Yes, I did.
And all these are black attorneys.
Yes.
Is horrible. I wish it was more I could do. What happened? I know this is hard, very hard, but Miss Lizette, you got to find a way to get some peace. You hear me? I know you're praying. I know you're reading your Bible. But have you considered going to a psychologist just so you can talk things out and not be on any medication, refuse medication, and just talk to a therapist?
I have.
Discrimination is a living hell. This world is cold. Cold people. I'm going to keep trying, though. I don't know what all I can do. I'm going to keep trying. I don't know why they have not returned their calls, but you and your family are suffering. This is painful. But talk, very painful for you. But I also think this helps you be able to talk, even if it is to, you know, other strange people who will hear this interview. Talk about your son, your first son that was mentally ill. Willie Lede, Kevin Willie Lede. What is your son in jail's name?
His name is Willie Lede. My son that was killed is named Kevin.
All right. Does this help you any to be able to talk about it?
Yes, it does.
I thought so. All right. So what happened to your son, Mr. Lede? And said what year it was.
And he was 19. He's 47 now. And he worked at two jobs.
He would have been 47.
Yes. You mean my son that got killed?
Yes, ma'am.
My son that got killed, he was killed in 2009. He was 35. He had 6 kids. And he went to Lumberton to see his girlfriend that was of a different race. He stopped at Whataburger, and they started calling him the N-word. And then as he was going down the street to our house, somebody ran him off the road into the ditch. And he called me on the phone and said, "Mom, the car went in the ditch," which was my car. I had Obama stickers on it. And he said, "Don't worry, the police just drove up to help me." And then I heard him hollering. And after I heard him hollering, I said, "What's wrong?" And then the phone went dead. And then my daughter called me, my oldest daughter, Mickey, called me and said, "Mama, Kevin's in the hospital." So I said, "Oh, just call me when everything's okay." And then she called back in 2 minutes and said he was dead.
My God, I've looked at the autopsy. Your son had contusions, abrasions, needle marks, but it's obvious that he couldn't inject himself in his back with PCP. He could not reach behind his back. His tongue had contusions. How do you know your son was tied like a hog? As you put it to me, you said your son was tied like a hog. How do you know this?
It's in the report from the one that we had done.
I'm so sorry. And now you were sick about your son who's in jail there. Tell people where you live at.
I live in Port Arthur, Texas.
Port Arthur, Texas. Not Lumberton, Texas.
Port Arthur.
Port Arthur, Texas. I don't know where I got Lumberton from.
Well, that's where my son got killed at.
So Port Arthur, Texas is where you are at. Okay, I got that right. So when I write this up in a detailed description, I'll have it right. Port Richey, Texas.
Port Arthur.
How many people have died in the jail in Port Richey, Texas?
In Port
Arthur, you know of?
6 people have died. About 5 or 6 people died in the Port Arthur jailhouse, and they never said why they died from.
At what time period?
This happened like last year and the year before, but they died and they was like dying like right after each other.
And that's public knowledge.
Yes.
So have they printed you seen on TV or in print that any more people have died there?
No, ma'am.
They stopped.
When the virus came out, a lot of the inmates was dying from the virus. And my son had caught the virus in the jailhouse, and no one called me and told me.
I'm so sorry. Okay. I know you want help, but you keep praying. I'm going to send this interview out to people. I don't know if they'll respond, but I am going to send this interview out to people, lawyers. And all I can do is pray that some lawyer will help you. Like you've been praying a long time. Miss Lede.
Yes.
You know, I don't hate white people. It's just that in this racist society, with racism being systemic like it is, it's sad. They called your son a nigger.
Yes, ma'am.
Ran him off in a ditch. It was because he was dating a woman of a different race. I am so sorry. I wish there was something more I could do. I've seen the autopsy. I've read the autopsy and I've seen the photos. What else do you want people to know, Ms. Lede?
Really, they need more help for the mentally ill because jail ain't the answer for them. I mean, right now I could lose my only son that I have left and then to say he don't even know who I am.
No, it's not. It's not a place. And no, and first, you know, no beds have opened up.
No, ma'am.
In the hospital.
They're not even trying to check to see if one open. Every time I keep calling and calling the jailhouse to check on my son, they keep saying he's doing okay, but he's not because the inmates is calling me collect.
And they're telling you what's going on. What are they telling you?
They told me that one of the guards almost had, one of the guards had tased my son, but the taser didn't hit him. And then they said that one of the guards, my son had fell. It was water on the floor from the shower, and he told me he needed to go to the infirmary or something, and they told him to get his ass in the cell.
He's been abused badly. Physically abused. You know, when you watch the television, a lot of the high-profile cases are people who, black people that have been murdered by the police. Some of them are handicapped. Do the inmates calling from the jail tell you? Do you ever record them?
No, ma'am. I don't record them because you can't because they call and collect and in some kind of way if you do the recording. You're not gonna stay on the phone with them.
It'll hang up automatically.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you have to find some peace. You've got to find a way to find some peace. I know you're praying. I know you're reading your Bible. I know that. But you have to find a way to sleep at night. It's not good for your health, and you're 70. Hear me, Miss Lede?
Yes, ma'am.
I know it's hard, but you got to take care of yourself. This sounds crazy as anything, but you got to take care of you. At least got to get sleep at night. So everything that you've been told by different people about what's happening to your son in jail, are they doing anything to help him? The people who are on the outside that are telling you these things that in the criminal justice system, are any of them telling you anything you can do to get your son out of that jail?
No, ma'am.
None of them.
But yet
they telling you these things, which is hearsay from me. But they're not helping you. They telling you all these horrible things. They've told you that one of the police officers has said, they're telling you this. They're not being recorded, so it's hearsay. But they're telling you that the one tell me again, what did one of the officers say about killing your son?
One of the officers who arrested my son, and he always picking with him, he asked another officer who knows me also and asked this officer what would happen to him if he was to shoot my son.
and they're telling you this. Attorneys have told you this, but they're not helping you.
Mm-hmm.
They're torturing you. You are being tortured, right?
Yes.
And you feel powerless, like you
yes.
cannot help your son.
Yes.
If you call the attorneys, and none of them will return your call.
No, ma'am.
I am so sorry. I'm gonna keep trying though. I'm gonna pray that a hospital bed opens up.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna pray that you get an attorney. If all else fails, I'm gonna pray that your son regain his sanity and that they stop beating him. Like they're doing. Like the inmates are calling, telling you. Jail and prison seem like modern day slavery. I wish there was more I can do. Is there anything else you would like people to know?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like people to know to see what they can do and help someone that's mentally ill that's just locked down in jail because jail ain't the answer for them. You need to be in a hospital. And the judges and stuff, they don't have no consideration. And I also contact Ms. Zena like a couple of times. She's the head sheriff person. And every time I would call her office, they say she's not in. And then one time, I called from right out the store because I had to bring a dress back from this little girl I got something for, and they said she was in a meeting. She was in the dealer store shopping.
Racism is hell. Racism is a living hell. It really is. Discrimination, all that hatred. And when they finally, you know, I go through similar things where I live at. They just haven't been able to physically attack me. They've been threatening to get hold of me and do horrible things to me. But this is not about me. This is about you, Ms. Lede. I am going to send this out to attorneys. I'm so sorry. You're welcome to come back and talk anytime. I'm going to send this out to senators and attorneys. And I can't make any promises.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you, Ms. Lede. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I'm just trying to get some help for my son. My husband is terminal ill. I don't know how much longer my husband gonna be in. I would like for him to see my son once he get his mind back together.
Do they have him on any medication or are they just pretending to give him medication?
Well, the medicine that they have, it doesn't work because when my son was in jail before, the judge ordered them to give him the medication he takes while he was at home. Other than that, he was just taking the medicine that's not no good.
That's a living hell.
And then the officer that asked the other officer about what would happen to him if he killed my son, shoot my son, this officer told me themselves. They told me on the telephone.
That's torture. Because you're powerless without legal help. Well, let me give you some information that was sent to me. It was meant to help me. I'll send it to you.
Yes. Sure, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, Miss Lede.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.